It's music time in Africa. Hi friends, welcome once again to Music Time in Africa, our weekly feature of traditional and popular African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I'm Sue Moran, your MC, and today I have another special show lined up for you with music and poetry from the West African country of Senegal. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the music, so do stay tuned in for Music Time in Africa. The first written accounts of the region of West Africa, where Senegal is found today, are in the chronicles of travelers and Arab traders who crossed the Sahara with their camel caravans from North Africa during the 9th and 10th centuries AD. From the 10th century onward, the peoples of Senegal had regular contact with those living in North Africa through both trade and periodic invasions by Arabs and Berbers. These relations, of course, left a permanent imprint in the form of Islam, which first came to Senegal in the 11th century. I must add, however, that Islam was not firmly implanted in the whole of the country until the 19th century. Going further back into history, we find that during the period between the 4th and the 6th centuries, a number of empires and lesser kingdoms evolved in the sub-Saharan area. The influence of these empires and kingdoms extended into the incorporated major portions of Senegal, even though they were centered east of the present-day eastern border of the country. Most grew around the major terminal of the trans-Saharan trade in slaves, gold, and a variety of commodities. Through their control of trade, assisted by a strong military arm, and a tribute system, these empires were able to dominate an extensive area that included numerous ethnic groups and smaller organized states. The earliest of these empires was Ghana, which flourished from the 4th to the 13th centuries. At the peak of its power in the 11th century, the Ghana Empire extended north from the upper reaches of the Niger and Senegal rivers, and in 1076 AD was conquered. It regained its independence in 1087, but never really recovered. Gradually, the subject peoples began to break away and form political entities of their own. One of those subject peoples that broke away formed the Mali Empire, which also finally lost its power in the 14th century due to revolts by vassal states. One of those vassal states, the Songhai people, formed an empire of its own, which also disintegrated in time. The Wolof Empire, first mentioned in the mid-15th century, is believed to have come into existence during the last half of the 13th century. The Wolof people occupied an area running inland from Dakar, about 200 miles between the basins of the Senegal and Gambia rivers. That empire lasted until the 16th century, when the vassal states revolted and attained their own independence. In the 17th century, the French began to settle at the mouth of the Senegal River, and by the 19th century were well established throughout the territory. In 1902, Dakar, the capital city of today's modern Senegal, became the headquarters of French West Africa. Senegal became an independent nation in 1960, and as it entered its second decade of independence, the dominant theme expressed by the country's intellectuals and leaders was the search for national identity. Senegalese intellectuals had been among the first Africans in the move to reassess the value of African traditions. President Léopold Sédar Senghor was generally credited with having made one of the most significant contributions of all African intellectuals to the development of the concept of negritude, a term used loosely to denote a reassessment of African culture. Senegal possesses a rich tradition of cultural expression. For the majority of the population, the most significant areas of traditional art forms are music and oral literature. And artistic expression is closely linked to particular social functions. Music plays a significant social and religious role in Senegalese society. Specific songs, melodies, and kinds of music have special purposes, and there are often strict rules governing when and by whom they may be performed. Much of the daily work in the villages and rural areas is accompanied by music and singing. Work songs set a pace that helps to ward off fatigue and to create a communal spirit that motivates the worker and makes his task seem easier. In other situations, instrumental and vocal music are frequently associated with dancing rather than independent performances. Regional variations occur also in the kind of instruments used. Traditional instrumental music is produced chiefly by percussion instruments, particularly drums. The art of drumming is highly regarded and is extremely popular. It is taught to boys at an early age. In addition to rhythmic effects, drum music achieves tonal contrasts by the use of different drumming techniques and by the use of various kinds of drums at the same time. Although not as common as percussion models, various stringed instruments are found. The most common form is the khalom or halam, a type of lute of which there are three varieties that differ in size and musical range. All have resonators, usually made of wood or gourds, over which tanned cowhide has been stretched. All but one have five strings. This instrument is similar to the lute which dominates the music of the songhai in Mali, or the koni of the mandingo, or even the tidnit of the Moorish griots in Mauritania. The instrument is a wooden or gourd sound box with a skin stretched over it. The neck of the instrument is a wooden stick fixed into the sound box under the skin, and the strings are stretched over a bridge up to the tip of the wooden pole. The most characteristic thing about the instrument is the method of playing it. The musician simultaneously taps the stretched skin of the sound box with his right thumb while playing to mark the rhythm. This first recording on today's program is an excellent example of Senegalese virtuosity in lute playing. Music played on the five-string halam, or as sometimes pronounced, khalom, the lovely Senegalese lute played by professional folk musicians. Among the string instruments one finds in Senegal, aside from the popular lute, is the majestic harp called the kora, the beautiful 21-string harp played by the griots of Casamance in the southern part of the country. From time to time, of course, I've featured the kora music of Guinea, Mali, and Gambia. But here now is one of the great kora players, a descendant of one of the oldest griot families in West Africa, the Sisokos. Here now is the famous Bana Sisoko during a live performance on stage in Washington, D.C., in the United States, for America's bicentennial celebration. Of Senegal, playing the 21-string kora, the majestic harp of West Africa. Senegal's poet-president, Léopold Sédar Senghor, whose birthday was celebrated yesterday, October 9th, actually wrote one of his famous poems especially for the kora. I'd like to read it for you now. It's called Letter to a Princess. Like the dew of evening, your letter has made fresh my eyes and my heart. I read it to my hosts at the time of tea under the tent of the Tadjan. They were of noble lineage and masters of language. I read them the pages which could be read, keeping for the night the more intimate and more secret, and this was honor to my name. My desire is to learn more of your land, to learn more of you. Thanks for your letter, its speech and its substance, and the winter you conjure before me, shielding me from it like a precious fur, telling me both the sign and the sense of it. The snow that flames with a thousand fires, burning away the body's weight, making the spirit sharp, the heart candid. And my land of salt and your land of snow sing in unison. But you have great discretion. My strength is weak. Your sea-deep kindness is a gentle fjord, and the fir tree still green under death's whiteness. Upright in the tempest, it keeps watch when the birch trees tremble and the wolves and the lynxes howl. I will arrive at the end of the summer, the sky of your spirit, the high land of your presence, the blue night of your heart, will be for me festivals at the end of initiation. You are my universe. See the rainbow over the winter as your standard. For me, you open the faces of my brothers, the white men. For your face is a masterwork. Your body is a landscape. Your eyes of green gold changing like the sea under the sun. Your ears of goldsmith's work. Your wrists of crystal. Your nose of the sea eagle. Your sides of the strong woman who is my stay. You move with the movement of a ship. Oh, the wind and the foresail. But keep me, princess, from the tempest. I stumble on the rocks. I shall dance before you the dance of the storm. Impatience drives me into his spurs of steel. I must cool, ah, this coltish blood of mine. That was the poem Letter to a Princess by Leopold Sédar Senghor, President of the Republic of Senegal, written especially for the 21-string West African harp, the kora. In tribute to this beautiful instrument, let's listen in once more to Bana Sissoko, performing with the Senegalese National Folkloric Troupe on stage in Washington, D.C., during the American Bicentennial festivities. The group is singing a folk classic titled Mariama. Dancing has always been the principal means of self-expression in West Africa, and especially in Senegal, where it is the focus of much artistic activity. It permeates all aspects of life. Men and women, young and old, dance at the slightest provocation, at religious ceremonies, at social or political gatherings, or simply from sheer joy of living. In the past, elaborate ritual dances evolved for recurrent formal occasions, marking points in the life cycle. Seasonal changes, such as the coming of yearly rains and the beginning of harvest, or the setting out on a hunting or raiding expedition. On such occasions, the ritual dancing was part of a religious ceremony and often called for elaborate symbolic costumes. Although the style of Senegalese dancing is more expressive than formal, deriving its effect from the interpretation through body movement of a character or mood rather than from precise disciplined footwork or gestures, tradition prescribes certain forms for specific occasions. Emphasis is on collective performance, with group dancers moving in lines to simple rhythms, often accompanied by instrumental music and chanting. However, as a closer for today's program, featuring the music of Senegal, here's a bit of modern music, played by one of the many pop bands that participate in the busy nightlife of Senegal's capital city, Dakar. The selection is appropriately titled Youth of Today. Thank you.
كل ساقة يا الخليل جينا جن ميتو لقدونا بوتونا لا
again, dear friends. I'll be back, of course, next week at the same time with more African music by some of Africa's best musicians and cultural groups. Hope you enjoyed today's program featuring the music of Senegal, and that you'll be joining me next week. Until then, have a nice week. This is Sue Moran saying so long for Music Time in Africa.